If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And there's a company in South Africa that is not having a good year.
I see the play on words there. You're quite right. Many of us would associate this with the tire manufacturer Goodyear. Now, they've essentially initiated a Section 189 process that is on the back of the fact that they are closing down their manufacturing plant in the Eastern Cape, in Krisha specifically. Now, it's been around since 1947. So as you can imagine, it's contributed to decades on end of economic growth, contribution and productivity, but also job creation in the country. There are about 900 factory jobs that are on the line, and this has really been met with a great level of upset just in terms of the concerns that it raises for the tire and rubber manufacturing industry in South Africa. It does come after the closure of a company called ContiTech, which is a subsidiary of Continental Tires as well, further exacerbating job losses. NUMSA has come forward to raise concerns here about the job losses. And I think overall, it does highlight an overriding trend that we do see in South Africa's manufacturing space between the power cuts, the lack of efficient infrastructure, of course, cheaper imports that come in from international markets. These all have just exacerbated the challenges that we find a lot of manufacturers under. So it's one we'll follow up on Kaya Biz, but definitely taking a look at the ramifications of the potential closure of the factory.
Yeah, and this is the thing, man. Let's be honest. Even if NUMSA feels that these job losses are unfortunate, which of course they are, there's no debate. But economics dictates that this would always happen. That's how we lost the textile industry, because you can go and manufacture clothes in Singapore for a lot cheaper. It's exactly the same with tires, right? You can manufacture tires in China for a lot cheaper and even import them into a country, and it still ends up being cheaper than tires that are locally manufactured. Even if you look at the global market, it's not just South African thing, right? As Goodyear, it no longer makes sense for you to have your factory in South Africa. So I don't know now what they want to happen, because you can force these guys to stay open, but they're going to hire less people. They're going to be even less equipped to go and compete in the open market. And so this is not going to work out.
Got you. It speaks to our overriding factors in terms of the economic policies we have in place, but also the necessary infrastructure to remain competitive. But been a long time coming, and does raise significant challenges. Mm. And if Goodyear is not the only company that's been feeling strain, I guess our airline industry has also been seeing some pressure, but there are some glimmers of hope here. Now, this one speaks specifically to Mango Airlines, which you might recall actually ceased its operations back in July 2021. And that's on the back of its ongoing fiscal challenges, SAA also finding itself under trouble. But Mango Airlines does seem to be making its return to the skies. But at the moment, the business rescue practitioners are still in the process of trying to ensure that they do so on a sustainable basis. There's good news, though, for passengers in particular, especially those with what they describe as unflown tickets, who have tickets that they couldn't fly previously, but now might be receiving vouchers. If not, and the airline does not return to the skies, what they could potentially do then is then offer them some kind of credit to ensure that there is a payment system. So if anything, one thing that this does show is that, of course, the business rescue procedures for airlines in South Africa have not only proven to be complex, but also very lengthy. Coupled with that, if there is a potential return to the airlines, then again, speaks to making sure that they do so in a manner that also aligns with the necessary aviation regulations and authorities in South Africa.
Mm. And what are the markets looking like?
Markets are most likely going to continue their significant rally that they saw last week. We are flirting with all-time highs once again for the JSE All Share Index. 96,366 points is where we'll open up from today. Bear in mind that might also be influenced by some company results we have released. The likes of Oceana, if you think of anything like Lucky Star Tinfish, they also operate in that space. Omnia, which is a chemicals business, and PPC, the cement manufacturer, all have numbers out this morning. Currency-wise, we've been holding steady. 17.77 is where we are to the US dollar, 24.07 to the British pound, and now at 20.28 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gula Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.